Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Phil Cuzzi, Major League Baseball umpire extraordinaire, and so much more than that. And today, we'll be talking about a couple of things, but the 17th annual ALS event is upon us, and you know, everything's a little crazy with the year that we're having, and it'll be a virtual event. And ALS is something that's close to my heart. My sister recently has been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and it is a debilitating disease. She's a 53-year-old woman who it just hit her, and we just found out about it a month ago. So Phil Cuzzi is a welcome guest here anytime, but certainly now, and all of the work that he's done. Dear friend of his contracted ALS, years and years ago, and he knows how painful this is, and what we must be going through as a family. Phil, first of all, thank you for what you do, and congratulations on a great career. But on the 17th annual anniversary of the annual event, and it's Robert Luongo, right? Luongo?
Yes. Thank you, Frank. It's great to be here. The Robert Luongo. It's Luongo, kind of like the hockey goalie.
Yep.
But I've been for that introduction. I've been called a lot of things. Extraordinaire. I'm not sure that I remember that one. But thank you.
Hey, listen, to make it as a baseball umpire is it's less likely to make it as a baseball umpire than a player, right? There's a lot less of you than there are players. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right about that. You know, oftentimes I say to people, how many umpires do you think that there are? And I get everything from 500 to, but actually there's 76 of us. And, you know, we added to the staff when we put in replay. But when I was first hired, it was 68. That was the number. So wow. There's actually more state senators than there are Major League umpires.
Wow.
So it's we're a proud group. They say that people don't like us, but believe me, there are a lot of people that like umpires.
Well, I do. First of all, I'm a big baseball fan. I've been to all the current stadiums and a lot of others. I've got a couple of baseball books out. My late father was a baseball author. But listen, you're one of the best in the business, and we're thrilled to have you. But think about that number, 76, when 76 people in the whole world do one job at this level. Think of how elite it is. And the damn shame of it is that the only time your name is usually called is when there's some kind of controversial play. And I have to believe with replay and everything that's going on here, I have to believe it takes some pressure off of you. But in the same time, it adds a little different kind of pressure. What's your overall take on replay?
Well, you're correct. It does take pressure off in the sense that, it very rarely would we be able to have our finger pointed at us saying he blew the game. You know, his call cost a team the game. So that has been removed. But, like anything, there is advantages and disadvantages. And I describe replay as a medication. And with every medication, there is a side effect. And to me, the side effect for replay is a guy hits a double. He slides into second base and he's clearly safe by 3 feet. And as a result, myself or the umpire gives a very casual safe call because it's not even a close play. And all of a sudden you see the manager signaling that he wants to go to replay. And when that happens, and it does, you realize that play was one that the runner slides and his momentum takes him off the bag. Maybe his belly comes in the air for a split second, for just a half an inch. But high def, slow motion replay shows that and has to be overturned. But that's just the way it is. But as far as our actual job, we, with or without replay, we still do not want to miss a play. And, as I said, it doesn't take away the the frustration and the hurt. You know, we're hurt when we miss a plate. Sometimes people don't realize and they don't think that we care, but we don't want to miss a play. So it's just as annoying to miss a play with or without replay.
Well, listen, I'm one who always have appreciated you guys, and it's a thankless job in so many ways. Like I said, the only time you really recognize is when you miss one, and you think of all the plays in a game that come down and all the possibilities, the judgment calls and everything else. I don't know. Listen, I've got the greatest respect for what you do and what the other 75 folks do, and just amazing. One of the other things that we're seeing less of, and you know, the Earl Weavers and the Billy Martins of the world, were the great arguers, and they would get into the arguments with the umpires, and you know what, it was fan entertainment for the most part. And a lot of those guys were doing theater. One of the best at it, we just lost, and he's somebody that you've known for a very long time, I would imagine. Paisan, right? Tommy Lasorda. We just lost the late great Tommy Lasorda. And I'll tell you what, you'll never see another one like him. And the greatest deal of respect for the former manager of the Dodgers. But he was someone who could do some great theater with the umpires. Can you give us a little viewpoint on Tom Lasorda?
Yeah, Tommy was everything that you described. He was a piece of work. He was a great ambassador to the game, and he was a showman. Tommy actually flew from his home in Los Angeles to Belleville, New Jersey. It was my second or third event, and he flew, and he was my guest speaker. And needless to say, he put on a show for the people. He signed every autograph. He took every picture. But a real quick story, when I was first getting started as a AAA umpire, you know, your first shot at it is you're a fill-in umpire. Somebody gets hurt, you get called. You might be up for a week, you might be up for a month, you might be up for one game. And I was in that situation. I was in AAA coming up and down in the National League, and it was the first time that I had Tommy Lasorda in a regular game. I had, you know, spring training with him in Vero Beach, but I had the plate. It was in Wrigley Field. It was a Sunday afternoon, and it was a nothing game. Nothing had happened. We were about the fifth or sixth inning, and I brushed off the plate, getting ready to step behind the catcher and begin the next inning. And all of a sudden, I hear from the Dodger dugout, time, Phil, time out. Here comes Tommy Lasorda. And I'm saying, what in the world would he be even coming out here for? Nothing happened. So, you know, in umpire school, we're always taught you have to have an answer. When the manager comes out, you have to give them an answer that's going to satisfy them. And I'm getting a little nervous because I'm saying, I don't know if I have an answer because I can't even imagine what the question's going to be. And he comes out, and the first thing he says to me is, Phil, I got to ask you, are you Italian? And I was relieved because I knew the answer to that question. And I said, of course, Tommy, you know I'm Italian. And he points down to my crew chief, Bruce Fremming, at first base, and he says, is that guy taking good care of you? Did he take you out for a good dinner last night? And I said, you know, Tommy, he told me that he was going to take me out in Chicago to the pump room. And he said, we'll stop at the bar for a drink first. And we never left the bar. And now Tommy starts to get a little animated. And he starts pointing down to Bruce and pointing to me. And he said, I'm telling you, watch that guy. That guy is going to screw you up. Be careful with him. And then he looks at me and he says, you're Italian. Don't screw anything up. And he went back into the dugout.
And, that's terrific. You know, I mean,
these are stories that people think are not true, but that's a true story.
Listen, just absolutely wonderful. We got a couple of minutes left. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. Can you give us a little bit of Robert Luongo? And I was a dear friend of yours, I believe. And the ALS Fund was started in his memory. And again, just a reminder to everybody, we'll get you full details. But it's the 17th annual Robert Luongo ALS Fund event. And Phil, give us a little rundown on Robert and the event.
Yeah, first of all, Frank, let me say how sorry I am to hear about your sister.
Thank you.
Contracting this terrible disease, because it is a terrible disease. But Robert was not only one of my best friends growing up, he was a cousin to me because his mother's sister married my mother's brother. But we started a website. It's Robert Luongo, L-U-O-N-G-O, ALSfund.org. And, you know, this year, because everything is virtual, you know, we put something together, and you know, everyone I think is tired of virtual meetings and virtual Zoom calls and everything else, but it was the best alternative we can come up with, and I think that we have a great one. If you're a baseball fan, we have Bob Costas leading a roundtable discussion with Joe Torre, Bobby Valentine, Bucky Dent. That's over 200 years of experience with these guys talking about the game that they love. And then after that, we have Steve Sciarippa, Blue Bloods and Soprano star, talking to three of the sons of the greatest Yankees of all time, Larry Berra, Randy Maris, and David Mantle. Wow. And they're going to take questions. If you go onto the website, you could submit questions and buy a ticket for the Zoom event. And imagine asking, I mean, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, and so, of course, I was a Yankee and Met fan. But as a kid, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, you know, Yogi, they were my idols. Now to be able to talk to their sons and ask them what it was like to grow up with your father, who was one of the greatest Yankees of all time. So it's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to it. We certainly hope that next year we'll get back to being live.
Well, Phil Cuzzy, I want to thank you very much for what you do and what you've been doing. Congratulations on an amazing career, still going strong. And to everyone, Major League umpire Phil Cuzzy has been our very special guest. And please, everyone, go to Robert Luongo, ALSfund.org, and donate and give till it hurts. It is a great cause, and certainly here, speaking from experience, we would really appreciate you supporting this great organization. Phil Cuzzy, once again, has been our very special guest. Phil, congratulations, and thanks again.
Thank you, Frank. And, you know, I'm going to quickly say that when I get phone calls from people such as yourself that have a family member, the first thing I say is we raise money to help. So if there's, and I extend that to you as well, Frank, if there's anything that we could do to help your sister, you may not know what your needs are today, but you know, whether it's a ramp or a chairlift, or this is what we do. Over the years, we've raised about $800,000. All of it goes back out into the community or to wherever it's needed. Research, we fund research programs as well. So I extend that invitation to you. If you need anything for your sister, we are here to help you.
You're the best. Phil Cuzzy, thank you very much once again.
Thank you, Frank.
And to everyone out there, Phil Cuzzy, one of the best in the business. He's one of the 76 Major League umpires out there, and just terrific. He's been at it since the early 90s, and just an amazing career, World Series and division playoffs and All-Star games, everything that comes along with the game. He's terrific. Phil Cuzzy, once again, has been our very special guest. Go, please, to Robert Luongo, ALSfund.org, and donate. Give till it hurts. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.